A little bit of light snow is occurring at this hour near the Canada border in northwestern North Dakota, but everybody else is pretty much dry. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. And we are going to continue to have a relatively nice day across a big part of the region, but we do have cloudiness to deal with and some fog. There's lots of fog across Minnesota and portions of eastern North Dakota. And if you're one of those who believes in the 90-day period, after fog occurs, that there will be significant rain that would put us into a relatively wet mode maybe for a little while later in the spring season. But for right now, it's looking rather dry across the region. Not much precipitation of significance is expected. That light snow that's occurring in northwestern parts of North Dakota will not likely become much more significant, at least not for a while. We do have temperatures across the region running mostly in the teens and 20s, with some of the warmest weather occurring in south central and southwestern South Dakota, where temperatures are in the 30s, in fact, over 40 degrees in the Black Hills region. Temperatures there yesterday reached up over 50 degrees, and they'll do it again today. But for the rest of us, we're not going to be quite so warm. We are going to expect, though, those temperatures this afternoon to stay in the teens and 20s, and there will be that little disturbance that moves eastward from parts of northern North Dakota. In fact, as we go through the night tonight, a new area of light snow and rain and maybe a little freezing drizzle will take place in southern and eastern parts of South Dakota that will move through southern and central portions of Minnesota during the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. And as we go through the latter part of the morning, we'll likely see some of that precipitation changing over to all snow before ending, and it will also expand across a bigger part of northern and central sections of Minnesota. The snow that occurs, though, is going to run mostly at dusting, upwards to an inch, maybe two. It's not the event that was advertised earlier this week, and that's good news, I suppose, for travel across the region. So once the system is out of the way, we'll go back into a relatively quiet weather mode again. A cool surface high pressure center will settle in as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday. It'll still be with us on Friday morning, and then we'll likely see it move out of the region, bringing back a south wind and some warmer temperatures. In fact, temperatures as we go from Friday night into Saturday, maybe even Sunday, will be well above normal. Those temperatures are expected to be mostly in the 20s and 30s during that time period. The only thing that will work against us will be the snow field that we have. Nighttime lows may slip back into some single digits and teens periodically over these next several days, and we are still expecting to see a few afternoon temperatures cooling down a little bit later this week. Wednesday afternoon and especially Thursday into Friday, we will see teens and 20s occurring across our region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.